Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thursday, cloudy. Again, that's when all the snow is going to move in, a high of 19. Winter storm watch in effect Thursday night until Friday night at 11 p.m. That snow accumulation 5 to 9 inches, depending on where you are.
Again, if you're not essential personnel, don't come to work Friday.
There you go. Salt spreaders.
And if you don't know what essential personnel is, Mayor Rahm Emanuel is here to tell you.
Right. You know, that was when we had the government shutdown. That was what they called us.
Oh, essential personnel.
Essential and non-essential.
Yeah. If you drive
I will tell you a funny story.
Or a snow. All right, here we go. 14 at O'Hare, 16 at Midway, and 17 along the lakefront. Mayor's going to join us right now. Wind chill now 2 above. Next news updates at 8 o'clock. I'm Andrea Darlis on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel, nice to see you.
Nice to see
you. All right,
so
let me hear your story.
On the essential, non-essential?
Yeah, yeah.
So during the first government shutdown, mm-hmm. I know it's hard to keep track which one you're on.
Mm-hmm.
I was working for President Clinton, and it was non-essential. I was senior advisor at that time. We're sent home. No, a special project supervisor. And a number of us were. And it was the White House staff was on limited. And if you count 9 months past that week of government shutdown, 6 White House staff members all had children.
Hey, so we've got some time.
A lot more work got done than we ever got credit during the government shutdown.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, actually.
There was a little group of us that used
it's a
to
nice
refer,
outcome.
Oh, that's
I used
great.
To refer that as the non-essential kids.
Right. The snow bunnies.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's so
sweet.
I just would like to say, during government shutdown, don't assume people are just at home doing
nothing.
Little projects around
no.
the house.
No,
okay?
No. They are doing projects. Yeah. It depends. Well, projects.
Catching up on a lot of work.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, why do you have a mason jar?
Well, Amy, your love of your life.
Yeah, my favorite member of your family.
Made something last night when she found out. She looked at the schedule. Here, I'm not going to read the note because it's to you from her.
Yeah, it's personal. Don't read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Read it to us,
What does
though.
It say?
Steve, hope you enjoy the smoothie with beets and kale from our garden. Amy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Brett, that's now.
Do we have? What, we need cups so we can share.
Yeah, but do you know what? No. Do you know what Leia's and Rahm's note was? Dear Steve, thank you for doing this less for us. Yay.
But I have
never have two right. people been happier
yeah.
about
but I gotta
one
tell you something.
Drink for
Thanks,
somebody
Mom.
Else.
But Amy has made smoothies
she
for made, the show before. They were great.
She said, well, Steve,
she put
wants
beans
to make
in
sure.
Them, that's why.
These are frozen from our vegetable for the winter to keep you through and healthy.
Fantastic.
Isn't
okay?
that great?
This is fantastic.
And let me just say this. Leigh and I want to share. And we why stop with just one jar? But Amy wants the jar back also. Let me just be clear.
Well, sure. This is a great jar. Absolutely.
Yeah. Recycle.
Hey, Prime Minister. Yes, sir.
Rule. Amy Rule does not make the smoothies for outside the family. So you are now like the mob in the family.
Wow. I'm a maid guy.
Yeah,
I'm a maid guy.
You're a maid guy. And dude, you don't get out.
Is he even allowed to share, though? Is he allowed
He's
to share?
He's allowed to share, but you're not in the family.
Once you're in, you're in. All right, I got to ask you about Justin Trudeau before we get to the City College story, which is a great story. You guys have heard the kids on the show many times. But Justin Trudeau's coming to town today.
Yes.
And, he's like my identical twin, as you know.
Yeah. He also considers you his identical twin.
So, where will he be?
Undisclosed location. He doesn't want the president, Trump, to know where he is.
Well, that seems fair.
No, he's going to be down at the University of Chicago. I met with him in Montreal.
Yeah.
And when we had all the mayors from around the world here for the climate change, he did a video on this effort. And he's been a real good friend. But he's going to be down at the University of Chicago giving
a
speech.
Well, how's he doing running Canada?
Well, I will tell you after.
Give me your critical review of how he's doing running Canada.
I think there's a lot of hearts beating. Mm-hmm. But he's doing really well. I think he's actually, the last where I saw the economy in Canada was growing very strong. And I think that he's actually proven that he's not just another pretty face. He's very smart.
Listen, I know that burden.
Very, very capable on the global stage. He's a capable leader. And these are tough and difficult times anytime to be in elected office. And I think he's doing a really good job of pushing Canada forward.
Very nice. City Colleges.
Yes.
This is great. You talked about this, I don't know. 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Consistently.
And we have had the City College kids coming in here, I think it's monthly, with Juan Salgado. Mm-hmm. And these are kids who otherwise would not really have a shot at the education they deserve to go off and maximize their lives.
Chicago, so 72% of the kids that take the Chicago Star Scholarship, which is free community college, all you got to do is earn a B average.
Right. So there is work involved.
Yes, you earn it.
Yeah.
72% first time in their family to go to college. First one in their family. And the retention rate is 80%, meaning they're completing. It's like three times the normal. And they all go, not all, but a strong early indication, 60 to 70% go on to a four-year institution after the first 2 years. You get only city in America. You get a B average in high school. We make community college free. And it's the only scholarship in the United States of America open to dreamers.
Here's the thing, and I want to ask you about dreamers too, but here's the thing that I think is cool. Can I announce this number? Or do you want to announce a number? No, how many kids are going to get the letter this month?
It's 7,000 kids in Chicago public high schools.
That's it.
That's a lot of kids today, going to college.
Kids today excited to go to mailbox? This time they will be.
Yeah. Seven, and guess who else? Mom and dad.
Yeah,
seven.
That's
so
true.
The first time, so we were getting a little skew of who is applying. So we're going to send like the merit scholarship, a letter to all who are available. So we're not going to wait for you to come to us. We're going to come to your mailbox. 7,000 kids will get, and that means 7,000 kids are earning a 3.0 or better. We'll get the first 2 years of college free.
This is why I really like the program, and we've talked about this on the air. There's sweat equity involved with the kids, but these aren't kids who are phoning it in college or just killing their time trying to get drunk on a weekend. These are kids who want to make this work so they have lives. One of the folks that was in, a woman that was in, I don't know, a month or so ago, she was a working mom.
So here's the other thing. To all the universities in Chicago, 17, and colleges, if you keep your B average at community college, so high school, B average, free community college. You keep your B average in community college, all the universities in the city, University of Chicago, Northwestern, DePaul, Iowa, all of them, will give you 25 to 50% off of tuition. Mm-hmm. You can go to college in Chicago for 1 year of cost.
How about that?
That is, as my grandmother would say, such a deal.
That is such a deal.
Yeah, I would like some of the smoothie, but I would like to know, Steve, do I tell Amy you're sharing this because you really didn't want all this?
Oh, no, it's a toast, Amy.
It's a Amy.
We want to be able to raise a glass to
Amy. Is this L'chaim?
Yes, it is. L'chaim.
Can I say one thing?
Toast. Yeah, of course.
We got to work on the L'chaim. That was a little weak on the
I don't want others to feel that.
There we go.
Okay.
This is tough to pound because it takes a while to get to your lips.
Really good.
You know, it's very fruity.
It is.
This kale beets. It's both the yellow and the red beet. Okay. Remember Leia's note to you, Steve. Thank you, Steve, for eating all
of it. Did take a pretty good
really
gulp.
Good. You have to admit, this is
good. It is good, but anything with kale makes you happy.
That's true.
You took a pretty good gulp there.
You know,
it's good.
Could you run the show for a second? I'm still trying to get some of this out.
This kind of breakfast food and how long it takes you to eat, it's like an exercise, bro. You'll be on lunch by the time you get your first part of breakfast.
No, it actually is very good. It's very good.
You ain't drink
it
all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is good, isn't it?
Just
sweet.
Started.
Yeah.
All right. Now we need to pour this into something else because he's not leaving without the jar.
Oh, no, I'm sending the Chicago police back to get that jar. Otherwise,
mess with that.
Otherwise, right here. Look at this.
Yeah.
Dead men walking.
We know who the boss
there
is.
There are higher authorities the mayor must respond
there's
to.
There's the
her
boss,
name.
And there's the boss.
Right, yes. Exactly.
All right. We got a lot of stuff to talk to you about. I want to ask you about chief of staff stuff in a second because you know that job. And chief of staff John Kelly made news yesterday for all the wrong reasons, if you ask me. But before we get to that.
Both his left and right foot.
Yeah, exactly. Before we get to that.
Every interview, I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars. So if you fall, you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd. Spark your light is waving.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel's here. Andrea Saad of the mayor.
Good morning, Mayor. You are going
back to Steve
Puerto Rico
show on
next month.
WGN.
Talk about it.
Congressman Gutierrez and I are going to, I think it's a mistake for the federal government to pull out. They're not back on their feet. And we're going to bring resources, health resources, other kind of supplies. And I will say I'm so heartened by the way Chicagoans have responded and consistently, not just when it happened, staying with the project of helping Puerto Rico get back on their feet. But we're going to go down together and bring supplies. And I'm also going to meet with the mayor of San Juan and talk about that.
Surprising that still not every part is still bad. I mean, there are still parts in the dark.
Look, Houston's back and appropriately, and the country has stepped up. The idea that FEMA pulled out of Puerto Rico, we're treating it the way they feel we're treating it, and it's wrong, and we're not going to forget.
Completely wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely wrong. And there's a lot of turning over rocks going on now with campaigns, current campaigns coming up and stuff. So I have two important questions for you. Did you ever, or does anyone on your staff, ever use a piece of furniture to save a parking space in Chicago?
I can't speak for the staff.
Right. But you'll look into that?
Yeah, I'll look into it. I'll put it in the new questionnaire as part of our employment history.
But you have not. You've never used any sort of furniture to save a parking space in Chicago?
Second question.
I did. I'll own it. Years ago, I did. Yeah. When I lived on Wilton and
Wayne. What about ketchup on a hot dog? Yeah, ketchup on a hot dog? Ever put ketchup on a hot dog?
No, okay, that's right. Wrong. Yeah. Hot mustard, hot peppers, grilled onions, tomato, right. Celery, salt.
Well, there you go. Okay. Look at you.
100%.
Winnie Circle.
City College's celebration continues today, and we will have another one of these great kids coming in. But I love being able to focus great stories about kids in Chicago because it's not a
Chicago
cliche. It is the future. And you can help, by the way. You simply Google Chicago Star Scholarship. You'll see a bunch of resources and places to go. All right, Chief of Staff. I think you mentioned on the show once, this is a job that's got a half-life of about 18 months because you're 24-7, 7 days a week, right?
Yeah, I used to say in the White House when it's Friday, thank God it's Friday, 2 more work days till Monday.
Right. Yeah.
So you could call us the middle of the night, middle of the whatever.
Yeah.
You don't get time to yourself.
No.
All right. So there's no taking this doesn't take anything away from General John Kelly and his service to country. However, when he accepted the job of Chief of Staff, he also accepts what goes with it. Mm-hmm. And yesterday he made a comment about the dreamers, that the non-registered dreamers were possibly too lazy to get off their asses and register. Mm-hmm. To me, that says something about what he truly believes, and that's disturbing.
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to say this. You kind of clear your throat and talk about his service. Look, it's obvious one thing. The more John Kelly spends time with Donald Trump, the more he sounds like Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And everybody had this hope, aspiration that the adult was coming in to tutor the child. And the problem is it's kind of like the Stockholm Syndrome. The more time he spends with him, Donald Trump, he's sounding like. And this is, there's a value statement here. Now, look, we can get more dreamers and more people to be part of the citizenship. Great. The value system he exposed as his kind of inner thinking, in my view, should be condemned for what it is. And it's an attitude and a perspective that permeates this administration. And now you have a chief of staff that is literally lip-syncing the president's rhetoric. And it's and here's the thing, Steve. There are enough things going on in the world, economic, cultural, demographic, that are dividing us. When you have a responsibility as either the president or the chief of staff, your goal is to actually help bring people together.
Right.
And you got to push against those divisive forces because they are not good. What do we have? We have the highest office in the United States literally putting sand in the gears, salt in the wound, and trying to make that divisiveness worse, which is why you're responding to it. And everybody just more than just cringe when they heard the chief of staff say these things.
Well, it's just deeply disappointing.
It's the same thing as using, when he talked about immigration, rather than trying to make an effort to find common ground, describing him in the State of the Union as gang members.
Right, right.
It's just not right.
And the stereotypes that come from that come from the darkest places of anybody's soul. So it's very disappointing. Now, the extension of that question, I think, is obvious. How much power does the chief of staff have? Because going back to the most modern example would probably be Don Regan for Ronald Reagan. Sometimes you're running the country.
Well, yes, I think that, let me say this. Every chief of staff is different. Every administration is different. And even like I was the first chief of staff, but President Obama had 4, you're different types of chief of staffs at different moments in the presidency. And so I would just say it depends on where you are in the presidency. It depends on the principal. The title of chief of staff is the only title in the entire White House that has 2 definitions. One staff, the other one chief.
Right.
And so that's a key thing. But we're all, as always, dispensable.
Yeah, I understand that. However,
it's a very powerful position.
And there's no loyalty from Donald Trump for John Kelly or anybody else. Once he decides it's over, it's over.
Yes.
But if
and he tortures you by saying it's over and then leaving you in place for a little while he tortures
let you spin.
Yeah.
But if Stephen Miller and John Kelly have this attitude, not just about dreamers, but are reflective of the president's attitude, then the president is much more comfortable than I thought he was.
Yeah. I mean, look, you had the president yesterday just say what we need is a government shutdown. Maybe you do, but the rest of the country doesn't, that you're responsible for. And then you have the chief of staff today calling people register as lazy.
Right.
Maybe they were scared. Maybe that was a motivating factor, and it wasn't having to do with motivation. It had to do with actually a calculation. They weren't sure they wanted to give information to the government that could one day, like this administration, use it against you. Maybe actually there was a different motivation. And that, and when he says what he says, it means it doesn't have that perspective that there are other things that go into people's calculations. Maybe it's not one group of people trusted, the other one did not.
Right. It's like saying every Republican hates everything about every person of color. It's not true, but you could say it.
No, it's not true. But you do have the leader of the Republican Party who is saying some ugly things.
Andrea.
City of Chicago was the first to file suit to keep its federal funding and status as a sanctuary city.
Welcoming city, yeah.
Welcoming city. Where do we stand on that?
It's in the appellate court. I think it was like 3 weeks ago it was heard. And I'm not going to characterize the judge's questions, et cetera.
Right.
But we believe strongly. We won two cases already, and not just for the city. The city's winning was actually defined nationally. And two decisions by a Republican judge, both in favor of the city being a welcome city. You cannot tie federal grant money to forcing us to change our policy. Once the appellate court goes, assuming the way that this administration talks, I don't know what they're going to decide, but that will not be the last stop on the legal road. It's going to go, my view, all the way.
I know you got to run, and we always appreciate your time. Having said that, we will keep Amy's lovely smoothies, but I feel like you're always bringing gifts and I bring nothing. So I want to do this with complete and full disclosure.
Okay.
Actual sunlight, the cliche of the week in Washington.
Is this going to be the transparency part?
Yes. I'm going to give you $20 out of my wallet to give to your charity, to give to anything you want, because I don't have any kale or beets to give to you. So
no, why don't you...
You didn't want to touch it, did you?
No,
because there's a guy over there taking a photo, and then he'll be handing it over. No, I'm not touching your 20. It's got something attached
all right,
to it.
Then so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a larger donation to whatever fund City Colleges has for general donations.
The Star Scholarship.
The Star Scholarship Fund.
Yes.
In light of the conversation.
How about this? I'll make a different deal. This afternoon, lunchtime, Janice Jackson, the head of CEO of the Chicago Public Schools, and Juan Salgado and myself are all speaking at the United Negro College Fund.
Okay.
Why don't you make the donation to that?
Done.
Perfect.
And it's our effort, because that's where we want to continue to increase kids from public high school going to college. So United Negro College. And here's the deal. Bet the Rule Emanuel home, and remember that order, will match your donation to the United Negro College
Great.
Fund. Okay?
Great.
Very good.
So take that 20 and let's get real.
Well, it's going to be more than 20.
Yeah,
just so we're clear.
No kidding, Steve. Now that it's public.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm going at lunchtime in case you want to call the banker.
To the ATM.
By the way, not your first day. I'm not touching money with cameras in the room.
Why don't you call that accounting firm of yours, Foley, Foley, and Foley? Ask him what's left in the little pushka. That would be the Yiddish for the little bank account.
If you pay any attention to the news, that's way funnier than you even realize.
And we should wish the Chicago Olympians well. I think there's five from Chicago as well.
Yes. Remember also this summer, Chicago's hosting the Special Olympics 50-year anniversary that started here. They're coming back, and we're going to have a big celebration with many, many athletes from around the world.
It's amazing. I have emceed the international games back in the early 90s when they were in Minneapolis. It'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh. But mostly it'll make you cheer.
It will raise your spirit about the human spirit.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel. And most importantly, Amy and the smoothies.